Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Back to Old School with DP and J.
Final segment of Old School. We'll hand it over to Harrison Ahrens. He will lead you up for 45 minutes or so and then hand it over to Nick Sander, Jay Foreman, to call tonight's Lincoln Public Schools High School football game as well. Full coverage here on 937 The Ticket. We appreciate you guys. If you would, kind sir Nathan Brennan, would you present that care package to our friends, from our friends at Beatrice Bakery?
Absolutely, DP. So today it comes from James, and he says, I'm a teacher at a small school just outside of Lincoln. One of my students just found out that her health problems for the last couple years are due to a benign tumor in her brain. Meeting with doctors next week to figure out the plan of action. She's definitely down and out and would love the package from Beatrice Bakery. And I'm going to assume that we can definitely fulfill that request.
Nathan, you were right. We will try to add some joy, just a smile, a distraction, a signal that they're not going through it by themselves as well. So
yeah, could be down, but you ain't out.
Right.
We here.
Right. We're going to rally for them.
And nothing that could make her feel better than Huskers beating the brakes off them Sooners tomorrow.
Well, let's get it. Let's
I mean, beat
it.
The brakes off them.
Let's get it, Jay Foreman. All right, Jay, let's turn it to college football. College football tonight, 6:30 kickoff. The Noles of Florida State travel to Louisville.
Yep, that's a little mini rivalry that people don't understand. Both teams are on the uptick. I think Louisville has one of the quietly kept, like one of the better quarterbacks in the nation. Oddly enough, you know, JoJo Doman's younger brother, I think, is number two there, and he's a junior, so he should be starting next year. But I like what I saw from Florida State, even though they had end of the game play calling and clock management. I like their defense. I like their physicality, and I think they've taken a big step forward in getting back to some sort of, like, to be recognizable. So I like Florida State, even though they're on the road in Louisville, which is a hard place to play, especially on a Friday night in Louisville.
I think it matters. The number one Georgia Dogs will get on the bus and travel to South Carolina, Gamecocks Dogs. Who you got, Jay Foreman?
Let me tell you something. 2 years ago, this is the game that really derailed Georgia and showed a chink in their armor. Kirby Smart is going to remind them of that. But, you know, they have to be careful. South Carolina quietly has, like, really good skill players. Spencer Rattler's there. They haven't really caught fire offensively because they've been winning. Defensively, you know they're going to have some speed and come to hit. They're going to be competitive. But I think Georgia is too good of a well-oiled machine right now. If this was later in the season, week 7, 6, 7, 8, I would say I have a different prediction. I'm going to go Georgia Bulldogs by 10 points.
I like this one. The number 12 BYU Cougars travel to number 25 Oregon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, you know, BYU, I'm going to tell you this. BYU said, come one, come all. We'll play Baylor. We'll play an oddity type of team, both from school and the reputation of each school. You couldn't have something totally opposite, but they welcomed Baylor up there to Provo with open arms and send them home with sad faces. Now they said, we're going to go to Oregon and show you how grown men, you know, the back, especially for, we start our missions again. So we 26-year-old freshmen. I think BYU will beat them. I think they're well-coached. They're physical. I like that they play with an edge, even though they throw it all around the ballpark. They can beat you up physically, and I think Oregon defensively isn't what they thought they were. And I think that first game punched a hole in them physically and mentally, and their offense isn't there yet. So I'm going to go with BYU.
Number 22, Penn State, travels to Jordan-Hare to face the Auburn Tigers.
Yep, I would normally say Auburn, but Auburn's offense is just run heavy. That's right up Penn State's alley with their defense and the way that they play. So I'm going to go with Penn State. Sean Clifford has, for these first two games, has been consistent. I'm going to roll with him until I see something different. I think the continuity and offensive coordinator, he's done well. And I think last year, late in the season, gave him a lot of confidence. So I think Clifford goes down there and wins a three or four point game down there in Auburn.
Opportunity to make a statement. Number 11, Michigan State, travels to Washington.
Yeah, Washington's favored, which is odd. You know, Michigan State's 11 in the country, but I think that bodes well for Michigan State. They get to play underdog. They get to play that the everybody's disrespecting us, and you know what? There's some fact to it. You just had a great season the year before. Everybody else gets the grace, or like Oklahoma, right? They're just kind of grandfathered in there. Michigan State doesn't give it. Everybody thinks they're fool's gold. So Mel Tucker, you know, he likes to play that. Sparty dog, under roll, we're second, nobody believes in us. So I think they go over there and play well and win, not easily, but pretty handily. I think they got a really good quarterback, two really good running backs, two receivers, and a salty defense, and a guy that has six sacks through two games, and they lead the nation in sacks with 12. So they're doing something right, and I think they go to Washington and surprise them and the people in Vegas that they win by more than 3 points, even though they're favored to lose by 3 points.
Jay Foreman, it has been a pleasure, kind sir. We will hand it over. We're going to give away the jersey and the tickets. We'll do that. You'll get a phone call. So if the folks who registered, if they're here, we will do this shortly. We're going to hand it over to Harris Arnes back at the station, and he'll take us through to 7 o'clock for kickoff for Lincoln Public School High School football from Seacrest. We'll do that. Husker Hall of Famer, appreciate you, bro. Well done for what you do. You said you could not. You could not prognosticate.
Oh, you know what? I'm breaking my rule. Huskers by 10.
There we go. Go on and get it.
By 10.
You heard it from the Husker Hall of Famer. That's what it is. For Jay Foreman, I'm DP. Nathan Brennan back in the studio. We appreciate you kind, sir. That's it for us. Don't go anywhere. High school football coming up here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.